That means it was retrograde, became stationary. That means a strong desire was fulfilled in the last birth, and in this birth it will become direct. That means this birth is called a transition birth. Okay? See, the point here is very important, as she has correctly shown. When a planet is retrograding, it means a strong desire related to that planet has been left from last birth. Because Rahu indicates desires, strong desires causing rebirth. What is Rahu? Rahu is the, you see, Rahu's deity is Durga. And Durga has been defined as a deity who took weapons from all the gods. He told Shiva, you hang on, relax, sit in meditation, don't bother, give me your weapon. She told Vishnu, oh, you are so busy looking after the whole world, relax, I'll handle the demons, give me your weapon. So what did she do? She, that is like Rahu, her child is Rahu. So Rahu can take the powers of any of these planets. And whichever house he is sitting, whichever star he is sitting, he is literally giving results as if that planet is retrograde. And Rahu indicates the cause of your rebirth. Why did you come back? Why did you take birth? Why is it that you are not in God's world? Why is it that you are hanging around here? That we see from Rahu. And when a planet is retrograde, it is behaving like that Rahu. It is telling us, somebody with Jupiter retrograde, a strong desire for children. Very strong. Even in this birth, children will not come easily. What?
I have retrograde Jupiter.
Okay.
I had children very young, 26 or 28.
Okay. We'll come to individual case. Nakshatra.
Swati.
In that case, knowledge will not come easily.
What?
Knowledge will not come easily. Rahu's knowledge. Swati Nakshatra.
If Rahu is in its own nakshatra.
What is own nakshatra?
Rahu.
One sec. I took a special class on the foundations of dasha systems. Collect the tapes from Brendan. For me, there is nothing called own nakshatra. Rahu doesn't own any nakshatra other than anybody who can tell me what is Rahu's nakshatra? No. No. Who said Satavisha? Definitely not. No. Come on, one person who, which nakshatra is owned by Rahu? Abhijita. No. Abhijita is just a Murta, not a constellation, Robert. Ashlesha. You asked me about ownership. He owns it. Who owns Pushya? Jupiter, of course. Brihaspati. What have you done? What have you been doing? I wonder.
Saying,
no. You're using Vipshotri lordships?
Yeah.
That's temporary rental. Come on. Just because you took something on rent, you can't say it's yours. It's not a communist country. Yeah. Vimshottari is a state of the mind. Temporary ownerships. It could be Ashtottari in somebody's case. The entire ownership is, pattern is changed. It could be Shodashottari in somebody's case. Totally different pattern. Somebody with a very powerful Vargottama Lagna will have Shatabdika Dasha. No place for Rahu Ketu. Get lost. Depends on what is the dasha that will apply in your chart. Yeah.
I have retrograde Jupiter and no desire for children.
Yeah? No desire? Look at that. Where is Jupiter?
With her son.
Normally, it has to give a strong desire for children. I've seen that in women's charts.
Children, but I just didn't
want it. Yeah? Why? You love something and you still don't want it. Now, that's a contradiction I can't understand.
No, I
love ice creams, but I will not eat it.
I don't want that dependence.
The responsibility.
Yeah, maybe.
But you love children. Contradictions are there. Okay, yeah. But you got to understand that this is the area where those contradictions and those problems will be there. It will not be in a Venus-related area. Those confusions, those Rahu-related issues will be there. So, okay, you had children early. But precisely what to, I mean, there would be probably some other aspect of Jupiter which is probably fully confused. There, see, when we talk of a planet like Jupiter, he has got multiple aspects. He's a second house significator. His fifth house significator. His 11th house significator. Okay, it can confuse. Some houses will be good, some houses will be bad. But there will be at least one house where the desire is very strong. One. No, the desires are not as strong. Rahu is still there in the chart. we can't remove that guy. See, the point is here, is it is helping us to pinpoint a desire. It is also helping us to identify a time in our lives when we'll rebel against the system. We all rebel against the system at some point. The time when, what is the sun? The sun is the order, the government, the king, which we are all expected to obey. The time in life when we rebel is shown by a retrograde planet. The causes probably will be related to these houses owned by the retrograde planet, the significations of it, or things like that. Exalted and retrograde, here. There is some talk about exaltation and retrogression. When a planet is exalted, that means it is a king, having attained the highest position possible. And when it becomes retrograde, it means self-rejection of whatever that kingship is indicated by the planet.
Self-rejection.
Yes. You will reject everything that is coming with it. So automatically it gets debilitated.
It's like Pravrajya.
A sort of Pravrajya. For example, it is said, it's well known, that a planet which is exalted and retrograde is something like being in debility. That's Mercury retrograde.
This is for the both magnetic and planets.
Yeah. Controversies are just needless once you use this. Once you use concepts, there is no controversy really. Because look at it like this, the signification of Saturn is the signification of Saturn, signification of Jupiter is Jupiter. I mean, how can that be a controversy? Take the case of Ramakrishna Paramahansa. As soon as you see the chart, it's an Aquarius rising, Sun and Moon are both in the first house, with Mercury the fifth lord, and we have Saturn exalted in the ninth house. Anybody would say, here's a king is born. Anybody who understood even a little bit of astrology will straightway say, a king is born. The Sun and Moon in the first house and the lord of the sign exalted. But here was he was a saint, but a pauper definitely. I'm not a king in any way. He didn't have wealth. He rejected wealth. The ninth house.
So where
it sits,
that house
significant? Yes. It lords over the first house, the king. He rejected that. It lords over the 12th house, the bed. He rejected that. There are so many things he rejected. See, once we say that a planet is retrograde, in some division it doesn't become direct. It is retrograde for all divisions, irrespective of where the sun and moon are. Don't go by the degrees of the planets and divisions. No, it doesn't work.
Okay.